today's gospel, we see the contrast between the power of Jesus Christ and the weakness of men. We see that the disciples were out all night on the sea, and they're laboring in rowing, says the gospel, for the wind was against them. We see that when they saw the Lord, they cried out, and they were troubled because they thought he was a ghost. We see the sick being carried to our Lord and placed at his feet so that he might heal them. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world, worked a miracle a few days prior to that. He multiplied the loaves for and fed thousands, and yet the scripture says that their hearts were blinded. The apostles' hearts were blinded. They still did not understand who he was and the power that he possessed. And so they're surprised to see him walking on the sea. But our Lord, again, coming with his omnipotence, walks on the sea, enters into the boat, and the winds are calmed. And then once he brings them to shore, easily bringing them to shore, he then begins to heal everyone who is brought to him, everyone who merely touched his garment. And so all of this is meant to teach us the truth about ourselves and the truth about Jesus Christ. Remember our Lord's words when he said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, we have as a task in this world the most difficult thing, in a way, certainly the most important thing, of saving our souls, of reaching heaven. Now, when our Lord steps into the boat, his mere presence brings peace, the wind is calm, and they easily reach the shore. Okay, this is meant to remind us that we cannot save ourselves, right? This is an error, an old error, heresy, called Pelagianism, right? And it's even common among among the Masons today, that we can somehow live good, virtuous lives, lives that are pleasing to God and worthy of salvation, apart from him, apart from the help of his grace, right? That is an error. We cannot save ourselves, and we cannot do anything good or meritorious in the sight of God apart from the help of his grace. So Jesus Christ entering into the boat, his presence, that's meant to symbolize the presence of his life in the soul, okay, of his grace in the soul and the help that he gives the soul, the peace that he gives to the soul, and also the help that he gives in practicing virtue and reaching the shores of heaven, all right, our eternal homeland. And so this Lent, let's learn, okay, by our fastings and our sacrifices, our own human weakness, all right, and that we can do nothing without God and without his help. And so by fasting and praying, we can certainly obtain help from Jesus Christ in living a virtuous life and saving our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.